one thing you learn about the Eagles roster is that it is never set completely, and the reason for that is because the man to my left, Eagles general manager Howie Roseman, constantly working the roster. And again, it happens today. Howie, how are you, first of all?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. First move that we have to talk about here today, Matt McBrier, Pro Bowl punter, all-pro punter in his days with the Cowboys, signs a one-year deal with the Eagles. Let's talk about the move. Why and what's it mean for Chaz Henry?
Well, we've played a lot of games against Matt McBrier, yeah. And this is an incredibly talented guy. Coming off an injury, probably the reason why he hasn't been signed so far. We went through a physical and a workout with him. He did a great job, and it's about providing competition. Chaz, obviously, we expect him to take a step up in his second year, being more comfortable, but we want to have the best possible competition. We talk all the time about having the best 90-man roster and breaking it down to the best 53-man roster we can. So if we see any good players out there, we're going to do our due diligence on them.
What has Matt, what was the injury, and how did it impact him?
Well, he had a nerve injury last year, and you see with those nerves, once they come back, they're in full force. So it's different than a knee or an ankle or any other body part, and we defer to our great medical staff and training staff, and then we put him out here on the field, and we saw what he could do, and he was booming the ball.
Strength of his game is directional kicking and distance. I mean, what's every punter has kind of a certain set of characteristics.
Well, he's a very talented guy. Yeah. He can really when he's right, he can do it all. And he's got to be right, and he's going to have great competition because Chaz is a talented guy, but we're excited to get him.
How does it impact the field goal game as well? I mean, do you now have to – does Bobby have to get somebody else ready to be the holder just in case Matt wins the job as the punter?
Matt was a holder for 8 years in Dallas.
Okay.
Actually, in 8 years, only had one muff, and that was in his first year. So he has experience doing that, as does Chaz, and Alex is very comfortable with Chaz, and Matt's a veteran guy. He'll get very comfortable with Matt as well.
Howie, there are some who have written that Matt McBrier is the guy now. You don't look at it that way.
We really don't look at anything that way.
Yeah.
We're going to go with what we see. Andy says that to the players when they come in tonight. He says, I'm going to go with, I don't care if you were undrafted, if you were drafted, if we paid you money, if we didn't pay you money. We're going to take the best guys. We're very selfish about that. We owe that to our fans, to our organization, to pick the best 53 man.
All right, Howie, 3 days here with the rookies and a few veterans. Some general impressions that you take from these 3 days?
A credible amount of hard work on behalf of our players and our coaches. They got a great attitude going on right now, great energy. And they put that out on the field. So it was a lot of fun watching the tape. We had our first competitive practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then again today, I'm excited to go out and watch it.
Now let's talk about some of the draft picks. What are you seeing from Fletcher and from Vinny and from Kendricks, those three specifically?
Well, obviously, you get the veterans in here, and it's no slight to the people who are out here, but it's a different level of competition. These are guys who have been through it. But you've seen the things that you saw through the springs, and the competitive periods, they were impressive. Fletcher can beat you with power. He can beat you with quickness. He's an impressive-looking guy. Same thing for our second-round picks. Michael Kendricks did the same things he did in the spring. We're looking forward to seeing the pads on, the live periods go,
right,
and really get going here.
How about Nick mentally? Has he picked up the offense well?
And Nick's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's picked up the offense well. He's throwing the ball really well. Again, once the bullets are coming live, you'll see some things there about Nick, and we'll get to know him a little bit better.
Howie, Mike, if you could just update us on Mike Patterson just a little bit. I mean, I know that he's out for training camp. But you do expect him to play this year?
Well, we'll defer to the doctors
yeah.
on that, his doctors who did the surgery. He's got a great team of doctors and our trainers, and our doctors are in contact with them, and we just wish him the best. And you see him out here working out and getting ready, so when the time comes, he'll be ready to play.
And there was no rush to go out and sign a defensive tackle, so you must feel pretty good about what you have here, regardless of what Mike's situation is.
We felt that was one of, if not our strongest position on our football team. We had a credible amount of depth there. Then we had the opportunity to make a trade with the Colts that we thought was a win-win. They were looking for a corner. We thought that Ollie was a guy who fit our scheme and mm-hmm. probably wasn't a great fit in their scheme, and we were able to execute that, and he's shown quickness and athletic ability, and he's got a great motor, which we saw on film before we brought him here.
When you have up in your dorm room or wherever you and coach meet, do you have a 53-man, hey, I'm going to – because the reason I'm – you know, there's so many defensive linemen here. Do you say to yourself, I can only keep, you know, 9, 10 of these players, or is anything possible?
We talk about the opposite. We say – let's figure out who the best players are, and then let's fit them in. And we also have the practice squad spots, because a lot of the times these guys may be inactive because you have your active list, and so you have 8 practice squad spots, too, to really formulate your position. So if you're a little light on the 53, well, maybe you add it now on your practice squad and balance it out.
Okay. You worked out Vishante Shanko. There are rumors about Jeremy Shockey. Can you update us on the tight end situation?
It's all about creating competition. And last year we brought 5 tight ends to camp. We have our short list. We constantly go over that as a personnel staff about the players that are on the street that we think are talented guys. No matter what position they are, if we see someone who we think has the ability to come in and compete, add competition, we'll add them. And that's what we did at the tight end spot as well as the punter spot.
The 90-man roster, has that made that short list, the players on the street, less talent? Or it just seems like there's some veterans out there, at least with names, that didn't get deals done with teams. So what's it look like out there compared to other years?
Well, I think at this time of year, every year, it's going to be a little bit lean. But there are certain situations, and I go back to when Jason Babin was on the street and we brought him in, and you just look at the short list and you say, why? Why is this guy out there? Let's look at him. He's a talented guy. He's had production in the National Football League. He's still got some left in his tank from our evaluation on film. So let's talk to him. Let's bring him in. Let's talk to people around him and just do our due diligence.
We've got the pads going on Saturday. Howie, in your experience, how much of what you've evaluated to this point kind of goes out the window once the pads go on?
Well, you really want to get a clean slate once the pads go on. And what you're trying to see without the pads when they're in shorts is you just want to see the athletic ability, especially guys that's key to their game. But then there are other players on this football team who aren't going to look good in shorts, and you don't want to kill them too much. So you have to have an open mind throughout this process. When the games start, it's a new whole set of circumstances, and you have to judge that as well. And we're just excited to go through the whole evaluation process.
I'll tell you, we've spent the last 3 days here talking to a lot of these rookies and the draft picks and some other guys. They just don't seem overwhelmed by the moment. I that's obviously a very good sign. Do you sense a bit of maturity and readiness from this group?
Well, I think so. But again, they're going to be tested now. Yeah. They're going to be tested here in camp. It's going to be a grueling camp. They're going to be tested in the preseason games. And then once they make the team, hopefully, once the regular season kicks in, it's going to be a whole nother level, and hopefully it goes from there.
How you sense the excitement that Eagles fans have? I mean, I know you the stands are going to be filled here. Are you so immersed in what's happening here that you don't have a feel for what's going on with the rest of Philadelphia sports? I mean, there's some good things happening out there.
There's some good things happening. Congratulations to the Phillies on getting Cole Hamels.
Yeah,
that's great for
great
this city, great for their team. We pay attention to it. My kids are fans of all the teams, so I'm always looking at it. We're so excited about our season as well. So it's an exciting time to be in Philadelphia.
Yeah, in this training camp, we've got 3-plus weeks to go. A long way here at Lehigh University. I'm telling you, the people we've had people come in from Canada, Oregon, West Virginia.
Awesome.
And they've just been dying to watch the football, and they're finally getting it.
Me and you both.
Yeah, man.
Let's
Howie Roseman,
thanks for
joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.